In China today, there was another horrifying attack on school children. It's the third in 3 days. A man entered a preschool in eastern Shandong province and injured 5 children with a hammer before killing himself. Yesterday, a man stabbed 29 children and 3 adults in Jiangsu province. And on Wednesday, a former teacher stabbed 15 children in Guangdong province. NPR's Luisa Lim joins us from Shanghai to talk about this spate of attacks. Luisa, what more can you tell us about this attack today and what kind of condition the children are in?
Well, we've heard that the attacker was a farmer, and apparently he broke down the school gate with his motorbike, and then he attacked a class of preschool children. 5 were injured when he attacked them with an iron hammer, and then he grabbed 2 children and doused himself in kerosene and set himself on fire. Luckily, a teacher grabbed the 2 boys that he'd been holding, and they were saved. None of the children today have life-threatening injuries, although we have heard in yesterday's attack, a couple of the children are still in intensive care, and it's not yet confirmed whether there were any fatalities in that attack. In Wednesday's attack, we heard none of the children have life-threatening injuries.
Luisa, so hard to imagine what could possibly lead somebody to target small children like this. What are officials saying could be possible motivations behind these attacks?
Well, that's the big question, and there's really no simple answer. In the recent cases, the first one was blamed on mental illness. The attacker was an art teacher on sick leave because of mental illness. So people are saying that this demonstrates the real lack of mental health provisions in China, and also the fact that the social security net has broken down because people are off moving around a lot as well. There is a real lack of social and psychological support. In today's case, we have recently heard new details from the suspect's wife, who told police that he had just received a notice that his house was about to be demolished, this house which he'd spent all his savings on, and it was to be demolished because he'd built it on farmland, which is illegal. But this also feeds into the idea that social tensions in China are increasing because of corruption and inequality, and it falls into the category of what's being called here social revenge cases, or people who've just been driven to the brink because of all the problems that they find themselves unable to deal with.
And Luisa, response from the Chinese government to these attacks?
Yes, there have been a couple of urgent notices issued by the Ministry of Education, and today they issued one requiring that all schools and kindergartens nationwide prevent strangers from entering while school is in session. And some places are taking it even more seriously. In Beijing, as of Tuesday, when students go back to school after this Labor Day holiday, armed police units will be patrolling schools. And also, we've seen that schools in one district of Beijing, at least, have been issued with these 6-foot-long, 2-pronged forks, almost like pitchforks, to hold off attackers. So it's clear that the government really does want to be seen to be taking action. But it's still, there are some who are worrying that attention does also need to be focused at the causes. Even the China Daily said that more time needs to be spent looking at the deep-seated reasons behind these school attacks.
And NPR's Luisa Lim in Shanghai. Luisa, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.